baddest, a bad bitch. And baby, I'm the baddest, I'm the baddest, I'm the baddest, I'm the baddest.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
今天我们开言英语呢，要跟大家说说英语里面非常简单的两个动词，就是
eating and drinking.
吃和喝啊，人生中的两大享受。但是呢，啊，其实这两个动词，我们很多时候中国人是用错了。
嗯 ，When you mean when speaking English， 他们用错了，
用反了。对对对，比如说喝汤，哎，其实英语里面不是 drink soup， 而是
Yeah， we actually like eat soup。
他们说吃汤啊，就很有意思。吃药也不是 eat medicine，
Yeah， we definitely don't eat medicine。
好，那
unless you're like a 药罐子。
那我们今天的节目就要跟大家说说正确的 eat and drink 的用法。好，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，然后回复吃喝或者 eat 或者 drink， 都能看到我们今天音频节目的文字版本。好，那就先来说一下吧 Spencer， 就是最基本的这个喝汤啊，中文那我们就觉得天经地义啊，汤就是 liquid，
yeah,
是液体，当然是 to drink， 你喝。但英语里面你们说 to eat soup，
I don't know， maybe because our soups are maybe some of them are more hearty。
A hearty, hearty heart, 心，但英文说 hearty 就是里面有很多的充满妈妈的爱心，里面放了很多的料，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
原料
yeah,
是吧？
对对对，
都可以吃饱的。
嗯，
对，因为这个呢，我还是这两年学到，就是我婆婆她在家的，比如她做了汤，她就说，哦，特别她会跟我的孩子说，Come on, Jacob, Aiden.Eat your soup. Eat up your soup. 然后
And you thought, you don't drink soup?
对对对。后来就发现说真的在英语里面对应这个汤的动词是 eat, eat your soup.
Yeah. Well, we also, it's because we also have soups that, like I said, so hearty soups. So like a type of hearty soup might be like a stew.
啊、oh, ，就是一个炖一锅炖啊煮的东西 ，steu， 对吧
？Yeah, it's much thicker, you know.
Thicker 就是很厚的，嗯、
yeah. 比较浓缩的 ，maybe more concentrated kind of, yeah.
对，其实大家看国外的比如很家常的一些汤，可能里面它那个 base 这个底料都有 potato、马铃薯、然后 carrot、胡萝卜、celery、芹菜的，把那个切成块啊什么的去煮，然后就里面你真的其实可以吃饱的那个汤，
而且还会放肉
啊，肉对 beef or chicken，
yeah， so it's usually it's pretty heavy，
heavy 对，就是、yeah. 是比较
重的，
对，然后那国外比较经典的，比如美国家庭很家常的这种汤有什么呢？
Well, I mean, I think like, if we're talking about American cooking, I think a beef stew.
Ah, beef stew.
Is really down home, classic American, cooking.
Deep South.
yeah. yeah, so maybe some beef stew. But if, 你生病的时候要喝鸡汤, you want to eat chicken, chicken noodle soup, so.
Chicken noodle soup, 没错。那 beef soup 呢其实就是我刚说的那些什么马铃薯呀然后胡萝卜然后牛肉块对吧然后真的就是一个很厚的汤然后很多人什么午餐他可能就会吃一个这个就是当一顿饭了。然后像你说的生病的时候外国人就说我要一定要喝那个鸡汤
Yeah, 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 so like the chicken soup
这个鸡汤和我们中国的很不一样
Yeah, actually I think the Chinese chicken soup is way better but,
哦是吗
Yeah, I mean I don't know why people in America started doing this but they would buy cans of soup and
Campbell's soup
that stuff sucks
你不要这样说我们有两个很忠实的会员都是金宝汤的员工
But
我很喜欢你们的汤
好吧
Justin
好吧好吧好吧
不是
我别说了我别说了
不是这个是文化差异了就是我们说说你们比如外国人感冒发烧还有他们就觉得 comfort food 对吧就这个时候最能治愈你慰藉你的就是一碗 chicken noodle soup 然后这个你们 chicken noodle soup 里面不是整只鸡去烧而是就是
well, we just kind of I don't know what is in chicken noodle soup maybe some like chicken, we say chicken stock.
鸡精
It's like 汁 it's like a type of, it's like a chicken juice, yeah, and then some 面条 like some noodles.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, it is more like spaghetti.
意式通心粉但它会把它就没有那么长一条条可能 you break it into like shorter.
而且非常软软的 it's very soft.
对因为胃不太好嘛、就是对说要吃软、yeah. 然后你们那个鸡就是会用 chicken breast 鸡胸肉来、
yeah.
切成一个丁一个丁是吧
Yeah, I guess usually, yeah, I guess it would just be chicken breast. If I were to make it at home myself, I would use all parts of the chicken,
I think. The whole chicken.
Yeah.
切丁英文可以说。
What, to like cut into pieces?
Dice
into pieces.
Dices,
yeah, there you go, yeah, dice into pieces.
对然后还有就是前面讲到的马铃薯丁胡萝卜丁芹菜丁、mm-hmm. 这些东西。
Yeah,、
哦、
yeah, this all diced. Diced vegetables, diced chicken.、
嗯、前面我们说到 Campbell's soup,金宝亮汤嘛，然后很多 canned 就是这罐头汤啊、
mm-hmm.
其实它用来做菜很不错呀、
mm-hmm.
不是那种什么creamy mushroom
Oh, the cream of mushroom soup
Cream of mushroom、mm. 就那个奶油蘑菇汤、
mm-hmm.
很多人他在国外买回来他可能做一个 casserole dish、mm.
Yeah, yeah
对吧就是放在烤箱里面就把它当一个酱
嗯、mm-hmm. 对
对像我婆婆也经常做这种我儿子就小朋友很喜欢吃、mm. 因为 creamy 奶奶的那种、mm-hmm. 嗯好那因为这个国外的很多汤呢它这个 it's very hearty 里面有好多你吃得饱的 things that will fill you up、
mm-hmm.
所以这就是为什么相对的动词是 eat your soup
yeah eat your soup not drink it but if you have like I don't know like a bowl of like ji tang or like just like chicken broth and you really can't eat much and you're just kind ofSipping the soup, you know, just 喝一口喝一口 it's like kind of take a sip at a time, maybe.
Take a sip or to sip on something,、
yeah.
S-I-P, 就是慢慢小小口的喝。
对对对对对。
可以说、you know,、to sip on some coffee,、
yeah.
小小慢慢的喝咖啡品味咖啡、
yeah.
对吧、
yeah.
像你前面说到 beef stew, 那个牛肉汤啊炖牛肉我想到不是还有一个就是Beef minestrone.
Oh, yeah, that also has noodles in it, though.
对这个就是也是如果到美国的什么餐馆 American Diner 去点、mm. 它那个汤 Soup of the Day 基本上就是、Chicken noodle soup, beef minestrone,、
yeah.
Vegetarian minestrone,、
yeah.
就是这些对吧
No, I think it's good. It's a lentil soup.
啊、哦，豆子，
yeah.
对，国外很多汤也是的，要么它里面会放各种各样的 beans。
Mm, that's right.
Lentil 有点像我们的绿豆，
不是
不是
绿
豆，
绿豆是 mung beans。
Mung beans， 嗯。
Lentils are yeah, so like小扁豆。
小扁豆，对，就是反正国外很多汤里面它有 beans， 就各种各样的豆， mm-hmm. 也是吃了以后会很饱的，
mm.
里面放什么red kidney beans 红腰豆啊， mm. 然后还有
Garbanzo beans, 鹰嘴豆那个 chickpeas.
Chickpeas,、
yeah.
对。就是因为在中国我们这种豆子都会做甜的汤、
yeah.
或者甜品豆沙什么、
yeah.
在国外一般就是做咸的做汤很多。
Yeah.、Well, I mean, you know, the beans, 这种 you know, the, 他们营养很丰富的。
对 very high in protein, 很多蛋白质。
Yeah, and a lot of fiber.
Fiber,
yeah,
对纤维啊。
Yeah, 纤维、yeah.
好那我们把 eat soup 这件事讲完以后。
okay.
但我还是要问你像中国的汤很清嘛这种清汤我们可以叫一个。
Like a broth?
Broth.
Yeah.
这个时候如果我说哦 Spencer 就是中国鸡汤 drink some Chinese chicken soup,、这个。Okay,
yeah, you could, I don't know, once again, I think of the sip, you can sip on、
oh,
some
sip
soup.
Sip on it, yeah.
But, I mean, it does sound right. I mean, if it's, you know, 如果真的是这么清的 like, a, you know, it's like a really light kind of soup, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I mean, it almost sounds better to drink it, but we just say eat.
Eat, 对、
yeah.
这是语言习惯这么多年的、啊、
对
好那讲到 eat your soup 呢这个 eat, 吃这个动词我觉得还有一个我们中文母语的人可能用错就是吃药。
Eat so taking medicine.
对，吃药啊，中文说吃，但英语里面应该是 take。
Yeah, we just say take medicine.
对 take、yeah. medicine, take medication,、mm-hmm. 就千万不能用 eat medicine. 因为我觉得如果 soup,、yeah. 你说 drink your soup, it's not the most accurate, but it's、mm-hmm. not as bad as if you say eat medicine.
Yeah, definitely.
对吧 ?Eat 在英文里面就吃真的就是吃食物。
嗯、对吃食物的。
所以像你们那个药片英语叫
Pills,
take pills、
mm-hmm. There's also a, what, like a 胶囊 like a capsule
胶囊、mm-hmm. 啊、mm-hmm. 那种就是喝的药呢比如有些什么咳嗽药水
oh, 液体的那种 like cough medicine like the liquid kind
或者 cough syrup 是吧
yeah,
咳嗽糖浆 syrup
Yeah, cough syrup You could say yeah, take cough syrup to drink cough syrup
drink 吗
we might here drink this yeah you might say
you drink this yeah.
yeah here you drink this cough syrup it'll、make you feel better
好反正就是药总的来说是要用 take 这种词的
yeah,、yeah even with the cough syrup 这个例子 你还会说 take、
yeah. 好的所以大家要注意哦下次说吃药的时候要用 take、那最后再来问一下 Spencer 我们中国的餐饮文化里面嘛就是大家开饭哎，吃饭的时候经常，特别你是客人啊，什么就经常会说，哎，多吃一点啊。
Oh yeah, eat up.
哦，英语可以说 eat up.
Yeah, yeah, eat up.
对， yeah. 就是这个也不要说 eat more， 很奇怪，就多吃多吃，其实英语里面就会 eat up.
Yeah, yeah, we wouldn't directly say, oh, eat more. You could say, feel free to eat more or something like that. But generally, yeah, 一般来说我们就会说，哎， eat up.
Eat up. Yeah, 对，
大家多吃一点。
对，嗯、然后也可以说 drink up， 对吧？
Yeah, drink up.
就点了很多的酒，大家多喝一点。
Yeah, yeah, yeah let's get wasted.
大家都喝醉喝高 ，get wasted.
Sure,、yeah.
所以你啊。一桌人聚餐可以 Oh, let's eat up and drink up And、mm-hmm. just have a jolly time Have、
yeah.
a fun time
yeah,
Have
a good time 大家都很快乐
对很快乐啊诶像我们中国人吃饭嘛经常那个大圆桌当中转的那个、
The lazy Susan
啊、对这个词我觉得也特别有意思一定要跟大家讲
I don't know why we call it lazy Susan
好有意思、
but...
懒惰的苏珊、
yeah.
这个、yeah. 对这是圆桌上面转的东西的、Lazy Susan、
You know I've been to a number of restaurants here in China recently that didn't have itLike,
特别不方便
Yeah, 比如我们上次去吃那个、那个泰国菜我觉得 Hey, why don't we have this here? We should totally have that Anyway, whatever
但是 speaking of which 我昨天还去了一个上海的西餐厅、它有 Lazy Susan
有吗
对、
oh, wow.
它就很大的圆桌它虽然是西餐但是它配了筷子、而且还有那个 Lazy Susan
Oh, nice
真不错
Nice Okay, good to know
好那节目结束之前呢我们再跟大家说说就现在这个吃货文化啊、
foodie culture
foodie、I'm a foodie 我是个吃货 foodie culture 吃货文化、或者现在各种各样网红美食
okay so like made popular by internet foods I don't know if we really have a direct
好像英语很没有特别对应的一个网红的说法
popular internetFoods.
我看过有一个翻译就是 Internet famous 我觉得这个也不错它就 Internet、然后一个、dash 然后 famous、Internet famous food
Yeah I mean you know like 比如说在什么 YouTube 上呢有一些烹饪大师他们有自己的频道、You know and they will give you You know 会给你们看一看 You know 他们自己 You know 创造的什么什么 You know 食物、So like they might make some foodspopular online by showing
对对对
it to you. But yeah, we don't have this like 网红食物 kind of, yeah.
反正 yeah, things are super popular on,、on the internet.
Yeah.
但是吃饭之前、比如说英语里面或者这是个法语吧、可以说祝大家好胃口 enjoy your、
yeah,
那个
bon appetit.
Bon appetit.、我觉得这一句很好虽然是法语但在英语国家英语文化里面也现在特别常用的、也吃饭前开动前可以就说 Bon appetit
Yeah, my grandmother always used to say that when I was a kid because she lived in France for years、so.
就祝你好胃口、
对
吧
对
Bon 就是法语里面好的意思、
对
Appetit 胃口
Yeah, exactly
好，那我们基本上都是中午发推送嘛，所以如果你现在 if you are having lunch 在吃午饭的话、祝你 bon appetit.
Yeah, happy eating, guys.
对，听我们的节目有好心情，然后也顺便学了很多有用的英语。那如果你还想学更多实用的英语，把英语学得更好更深入，大家可以看一下我们的开言会员课程、如果你喜欢美食，这个也是我们会员课程里面非常大非常受欢迎的一个主题、你可以学到怎么用英语点红酒啊，点牛排啊，西餐的礼仪，包括怎么用英语形容中国菜不同的口味。
Yeah, that's right, guys. If your mouths aren't watering just yet, they will be when you're listening to our food lessons.
我也特别喜欢我们美食类的节目和课程啊。好，如果你对这有兴趣的话呢，可以到我们的微信公众号，点击菜单，我们有免费试用的课程。然后呢，试用以后，如果你喜欢，你想跟我们继续学习的话，直接点击菜单升级账号，因为我们有各个平台最优惠的价格，学习一年只要629. What a deal.
Yeah, 特别划算。
就是现在在魔都吃一顿比较好的饭都超过629。
Yeah, I know, right?
我们可以学一年，有1000节课，每天还在发新课。
Yeah, so you guys should think about how you're spending your money.
就我觉得不同的享受啦，吃吃喝喝虽然也很开心，但是吃一次就没了。然后我觉得真的就是学习，就是你自己拥有了它，这是一个特别长远有意义的事情。
That's right, that's right.
好，感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time. 再见。
下次再见。